play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Gordon Legg of South Minneapolis, Minnesota. I said, name an animal whose first five letters in order spell a religious figure, and if you change the animal's next to last letter, those last five letters in order will spell another religious figure. What animal is this? Well, the animal is the rabbit. The first five letters spell rabbi, and change the next last letter and you get abbot.
Oh my goodness. Well, people were ready to get this one. There were over 1,900 correct entries this week. And our winner is Cheryl Haupt of Menominee, Michigan. Congratulations, Cheryl.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out last week's answer? Did it just come to you immediately?
Well, my husband recited the puzzle to me while we're sitting at breakfast and I'm on my third cup of coffee and it just popped into my head.
Look, you got chosen out of a whole bunch of people. So it's definitely your lucky week. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Since postcard days.
Okay.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Oh, I love hearing that.
Yeah. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am a council person on our local city council here, but when I'm not doing that, I'm knitting or reading.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I mean, as, you know, a public servant, I'm sure you can take on this puzzle, but I have to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Cheryl and Aisha. Every answer today is a word that comes from German, but that's also commonly used in English. See if you can identify them from their anagrams. For example, if I said Regal, R-E-G-A-L, and it's a beer brewed slowly at low temperature, you would say lager.
Okay.
Here's number one. Gnats, G-N-A-T-S. It's a feeling of anxiety or dread.
Angst.
That's it. Piles, P-I-L-E-S. It's a fast-paced sales talk.
Spiel?
A spiel, good. Mutual, M-U-T-U-A-L. It's a diacritical mark made with two dots. Typically, it goes over the letter U.
Oh, umlaut.
Umlaut is good. Elides, E-L-I-D-E-S. It's a kind of engine or the fuel that powers it.
Diesel.
Good. We're in. W-E-R-E-I-N. It's a sausage. Specifically a German sausage or Austrian sausage.
Wiener.
Wiener is it.
Oh, okay.
Good job. Get last. G-E-T-L-A-S-T. It's something that's more than the sum of its parts. Starts with a G.
Gestalt?
Gestalt, good job. How about postage, P-O-S-T-A-G-E? It's brutal secret police.
Oh, Gestapo.
That's it. Bent over, B-E-N-T-O-V-E-R, forbidden.
Verboten.
Good. And here's your last one, adult wrens, A-D-U-L-T, W-R-E-N-S. It's an innate desire to travel. And the first six letters are a word that means to roam around.
Wanderlust.
Wanderlust,
oh,
you got it.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that was fun.
Yes, that was fun. You did a wonderful job. I have to tell you, this was not my cup of tea.
Not your pint of lager?
Yeah, exactly. But luckily, you had it, Cheryl. You did a wonderful job. How do you feel?
Relieved that it's over.
Okay. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Cheryl, what member station do you listen to?
WPNE from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
That's Cheryl Haupt of Menominee, Michigan. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Aisha. And thank you so much, Will.
Thanks.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Chad Graham of Philadelphia. Name a well-known comic actor first name 4 letters, last name 5 letters, whose name is an anagram of 2 terms in golf, one in 4 letters and one in 5 letters. Who is it? So again, a well-known comic actor, 4-5, whose name is an anagram of 2 terms in golf, 4 and 5 letters respectively. What actor is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, May 7th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.